Amen. Book of 2 Corinthians today. The book of 2 Corinthians. We're going to be reading in chapter 12. 2 Corinthians 12. We'll read to you some verses there. Amen. Good to see you today. Good to have you in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And when spring gets here, tell you what, people's just going to be jumping into this church. They're so tired of being cooped up in their house. Amen. And talking to Brother Frost this week, and he just afraid to get out on the ice, and the snow, and the cold weather. Amen. And I'm not old, and I don't even like the cold weather anymore. Amen. I'm about done with it. Praise the Lord. Scraped a little bit of snow off my walk yesterday, and when I was putting my shovel up, I was thinking, I cannot wait to get the lawnmower out. I cannot wait. It'll be so awesome. Oh, it will happen. It will happen again. All right? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'm going to read to you verse 7. And begin reading there. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. Notice those words are in red in your Bible, in your King James Bible. Amen. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Praise God. I'm thankful for the grace of God. Amen. His grace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The strength that we have in the Lord. Now, first of all, I'd like you to know that every one of us know what it is to have difficulty in our life. Paul is no different. Amen. Paul knew what it was to have a thorn in the flesh. Sought the Lord thrice that the Lord would take it from him. Amen. And this response from the Lord was, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. What a wonderful thought that God's grace is sufficient. Think about it for a minute. Grace is sufficient. Think about that for just a moment. Grace is sufficient. Now, we don't know what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. There's been many people that have tried, great Bible scholars that have tried to figure it out. What is the thorn in the flesh? Many with great frustration. Why didn't Paul tell us what his thorn in the flesh was? I've heard people say that it was his eyesight. I've heard people say it was his wife. I've heard people say, amen, that it was his height, that he was short. Wow, man, tell you what, there's everybody grasping for straws, trying to figure out what was the thorn in the flesh. Do you want to know what I think it was? I won't share that with you. Because you know what? I'm glad the scripture don't tell us what the thorn of the flesh was. I'm glad that it is not shared with us, because now, you know what? We know that grace is sufficient. Amen. Grace is not just sufficient for just what this thorn was. Grace is sufficient for whatever the difficulty might be. Grace is sufficient for whatever the cause might become. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. So we could look at this room today, and I could tell you from one side of the room to the other, there is a great number of difficulties. There's a great number of things that we face in our own life. But the news is, and the good news is, grace is sufficient. Grace is sufficient. Amen. We can look at the difficulties of your life and my life, and each and every one of us, we could pile up a great big pile of difficulties. But let me tell you, grace is still sufficient. Grace is sufficient. Amen. We look at our life and difficulties. We can talk about the difficulties that come from sin in our life. The sin of our life, it creates a lot of difficulty in our life. You know, sin has a way of complicating everything. Sin has a way of bringing confusion to our life and hardship of our life. The Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. It's not an easy life to be a sinner and to live a life away from God. Amen. The greatest news that I can tell you is that grace is sufficient for your sin. Amen. No matter what the sin might be, grace is sufficient for it. Amen. Sin that's causing all the difficulty and hardship in your life. Amen. Grace is sufficient for your sin today. All the sin that has piled up in your life that is creating so much difficulty in your world. Amen. How many of you know what a hoarder is? Yeah. You know, I think in a lot of people, there's a little bit of hoarder in most everybody. A little bit of hoarder. They don't want to get rid of certain things, things that mean something to them, things that are special to them. Some people, they want to get rid of everything. Some people want to hold on to everything. Have you ever been into the home of somebody who was a hoarder? I have. I stayed in the home. One time we was in choir tour, and we got to stay in a house of a hoarder. Let me tell you how bad it was, all right? When you come in the front door, there's enough room for the door to swing open. There was a path through the living room. The rest of the living room was piled full of stuff. It was piled on the couches. It was piled on the chairs. It was stacked up everywhere. When you walked into the kitchen, everything was piled up on the counter. Everything was piled up on the table. No room to even sit at the table and eat. Thank goodness. Everywhere you went, they took us down a hallway. And guess what? Along one side of the hallway was stuff piled up. It yet took us to the room that we was going to stay in and opened the door. And there was another room full of stuff. Full of stuff. Everywhere. There wasn't hardly room for us to walk in there and get in. Everywhere you went, there was things piled and stuffed and stuck. Amen. Oh, my goodness. I was so glad to get out of there. Sometimes our life becomes that way with sin in our life. We've heaped sin upon sin upon sin upon sin upon our life. And it has made our life difficult and hard. Amen. And with all the sin that you have hoarded to your life, let me tell you, grace is sufficient to take care of every sin of your life. Amen. Grace is sufficient to remove all the sin. Amen. And grace has a way, amen, of taking the difficulty of sin and diminishing it and taking it away and removing it from your life. Praise God. Amen. Sin, you know, Satan has a way, amen, of making life difficult. Satan, you thought that you had a friend that liked making your life difficult. You thought your children liked to make your life difficult. You thought your husband or wife liked to make your life difficult. You thought your pastor liked to make your life difficult. Guess what? He does. But nothing like Satan likes to make your life difficult. Amen. Satan brings difficulty into our life. Amen, to make our life troublesome. Amen, to make our life hard. Amen, Satan loves to bring difficulty into our life. Amen, you think everything's going well and Satan throws difficulty into your way. Amen, he piles it upon us, the difficulties of our life. Amen, when you think you've got it all going, Satan comes along and brings difficulty into your life. Amen. If he can complicate your life, he will. If he can make your life troublesome, he will. Amen. If he can oppress you with the things of life and burden you down with oppression, amen, so that you don't feel victorious and don't feel, amen, the joy of serving God, let me tell you, he will bring difficulty in your life. Amen, but I want you to know grace is sufficient. Amen, over all the attacks of the enemy, over all the difficulties that Satan would bring in your life. Amen, I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, grace is sufficient. Amen, the touch of God. Grace, sufficient. Grace, sufficient. Amen, for all the difficulties. that come along our way. Amen. It's not only sin. Amen. It's not only Satan that brings difficulty into our life. Amen. But sometimes, guess what? Life gives us difficulties. Just the way life is. Amen. That we are living here just a few days and full of trouble. Amen. That's all it is. But guess what? Grace is sufficient for every difficulty that you face in your life today. Amen. You feel like that they're coming at you one right after another. Amen. I believe that God's grace is sufficient for the need. Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. All we got to realize that God's grace is sufficient. It's enough. God's grace is enough. If I could just have the grace of God, amen, if I could feel the grace of God, amen, that would be enough. Amen, you say, Brother David, how would you, what is the grace of God? Amen, can we start by saying, Brother Jackson, it is the touch of God upon your life. Amen, it is the blessings of God upon your heart. It is the power of God working in your life. It is the benefits of God and knowing God and that you experience in your life on a regular basis. Amen. It is the grace of God, and it is sufficient for every need that you have in your life and every difficulty that you face. Hallelujah. Grace is sufficient. Amen. It is God's touch upon your life. It is His saving touch. Amen, it is His healing power. Amen, it is His move upon your life and in your heart today. Amen, that will solve every difficulty that you have in the house of the Lord today, right now. Amen, Satan is sometimes, amen, he is ruthless. Amen, I love that word, ruthless, right? Ruthless, amen, that's that word, he is ruthless. He is unforgiving. He is unmerciful. He does not care that he calls you difficulty. Amen. He wants to make your life miserable. Amen. And Satan is tormenting you today, and you are experiencing torment in your life because of Satan. Amen. You are miserable in your life, and it's the difficulty that has come because Satan is tormenting your life today. Amen. How do I escape from it, Brother David? It is the grace of God. But will it work? Yes, because grace of God is enough to work in your life. Grace is enough to free you from all the sin, all the torment, all of the hardship of your life. Grace is that God's grace is able to work. Amen. Where Satan wants to torment, amen, the grace of God brings relief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know why the Spirit of the Lord keeps laying this on, moving me in this direction, but I feel like telling somebody today that Satan is trying to torment you. Amen. Grace is sufficient. Grace is sufficient. Amen. When that father brought his son that was tormented of devils, and while he was right there, that devil started tormenting and throwing that boy to the ground. Amen. And brought torment. Let me tell you, amen, you look at that, and that's a bad situation, but God's grace is sufficient in every situation. Amen. In every difficulty that Satan brings upon your life, I believe grace is sufficient. The grace of God can work in your life today to bring freedom for you, to set you free, to deliver you, amen, from the torment of the enemy. Grace is sufficient. Grace is sufficient. Amen. Satan wants to torment your mind, amen, with all the difficulties of your life. Amen. Can I tell you, grace, amen, is sufficient, amen, to bring relief to our mind. Amen. If we would just let God's grace be sufficient, it's enough. It was enough to do the job. It's enough to cleanse you from every sin. It's enough to free you. It's enough to break the chain. It's enough to break the hold that Satan has on your mind today. It's enough. The grace of God. It is sufficient. It's enough to do what is necessary in your life right now to bring you freedom and bring you relief, man, from the torment that you're experiencing right now. Grace of God is enough. Sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Amen. All the things that Satan is trying to pile up on your mind right now. Amen. He's trying to make you feel like it's impossible, that God could never work in your life. Amen. Grace is sufficient. grace is enough. Amen. With all the difficulties, amen, you need to make a discovery in your life of God's grace. Amen. That it's sufficient. Amen. There's some people, they feel like they're searching for riches. Amen. You need the grace. It's sufficient. Amen. You're trying to satisfy something in some longing in your heart. Amen. Grace is sufficient. Amen. It satisfies every longing. Amen. There's some people that are so consumed with lust that lust drives them. And they push themselves into wickedness and evil. Amen. But can I tell you, amen, that the grace of God is enough to satisfy the desires of your heart. Amen. To eliminate all of that wickedness in your life. Amen. God's grace is sufficient enough. Amen. You're tormented today. Amen. Why not let God's grace, amen, be sufficient in your life? Say, Brother David, I don't think that's what Paul was talking about the grace of God being sufficient. Man, he was a man of God. He was a man serving the Lord. Amen. But you know what? He says there was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me. Amen. Don't you think that he was being tormented? Don't you think it was a hindrance to him? Amen. I just want you to know grace is sufficient. Stand with me if you would today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan seeks to torment. Satan seeks to torment your life today.